Greetings.
我们开始之前一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，因为你是一位信实的神。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are a faithful God.
当我们有几个人奉耶稣的名聚会的时候，你就在我们中间。
If we the if there are two or three of us who are thankful for your name and meeting, you will be in with us.
所以我们现在求你通过你的话语去提醒我们，也鼓励我们。
We now ask you to remind us and encourage us through your words.
你知道我们的生活更接近成你的标准。
So that our life may approach your standards.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
美国有一位神学家叫 R. C. Sproul.
There's a theologian in the United States by the name of the Sproul.
他呢年轻的时候呢去东欧传福音。
When he was very young, he went to evangelize.
当时东欧呢还是这些共产国家。
In those days, there were still the communist countries.
那么呢他过海关的时候呢就遇到一个很凶的一个官员。
When he was going through the custom, he ran into a very stern officer.
那么当时呢他过海关的时候呢一手拿一本圣经，另外一只手呢就拿着他的护照。
So when he was going through the custom, one hand he held his Bible, the other was his passport.
那么这个海关的官员就问他，你是哪里的公民啊？
So the customer officer asked him which country is your citizen of.
那么这个 R.C. Sproul 他就说，我是美国的公民。
So R.C. Sproul answered, I'm a citizen of the United States.
这个官员就说，你撒谎。
And then this officer said, you're lying.
他说没有啊，他拿他的物件给他看，没有啊，真的是美国的公民啊。
He said, I didn't lie, so this is my passport.
然后呢，这个官员呢就把他的圣经抢过来。
So this officer took his Bible.
翻到腓立比书三章二十节，这点子说。
So he took the Bible, he turned to Galatians chapter 3 verse 20.
我们却是天上的国民。
Says, you are citizens, your citizenship is in heaven.
所以原来这个官员也是一个基督徒。
So we can see this officer is also a Christian.
腓立比书呢其实他有一个很重要的目的，就是想希望我们弟兄姊妹知道我们是属于天国的公民。
This is a very important theme in the book of the Philippians. He wants us to know we are citizens of the kingdom.
保罗呢希望我们每一个基督徒做一个无犯的天国的公民。
So Paul wants us to be a model citizen for every Christian.
如果呢你看腓立比书的时候呢你会发现呢他第一个命令就是在第一章的二十七节。
So if you read the book, you know the first command from Paul is in the first chapter, verse 27.
二十七节呢开始的时候呢第一句话他说只要。
So with the beginning of the verse, it says, you only have to.
只要这个字呢在本来你可以翻译另外一个翻译呢就是 only one thing, 就是只有一件事。
So there is another translation for that word, is just only one thing.
换句话说呢保罗呢讲到这里呢他对教会提出第一个要求。
So here, he made his first requirements of the church.
这个不单只是他第一个要求，你也可以说他是对教会的唯一的一个要求。
This is not only his first, but it's also the only requirement he has.
这个要求，保罗说，如果你做到了，他讲到二章二节的时候，他就说，我的喜乐就满足了。
So in chapter 2 and verse 2, he said, if you can reach this standard, then my joy will be complete.
那么保罗对教会的要求是什么呢？
Now, what is the Paul's requirements of the church?
一章二十七节他说，只要你们行事会为人与基督的福音相称。
Whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
行事为人呢，其实这句话的也可以翻成呢，Conduct yourself as a citizen, 就是按你公民的身份去行事为人。
So you should do things according to your being a citizen.
你知道呢，菲律比书其实呢，在这里提到他公民的身份呢，也在我们刚刚念的三章二十节里面提到他们是公民。
So in the Philippians, they mentioned this citizenship here. It also mentioned in chapter 3, that citizen of the kingdom.
保罗用公民这个词呢，原因就是因为腓立比人呢，他对这个观念是很熟悉的。
The reason that Paul used the word citizen, because this is a very familiar word for people in the place of Philippi.
腓立比城呢是圣经告诉我们呢，它是罗马的一个住房城 a leading city.
So this is Philippi is a leading city for the Roman Empire.
所以它是一般住在腓立比的城的这些人呢，要不然他们就是罗马的兵，要不然呢他们就是这些退休的兵。
The people at the Philippi are either they are soldiers of the Romans and all their citizens.
所以呢，他们都是罗马的公民。
So they are all citizens of Rome.
作为一个罗马的公民呢，他们有特别的特权的。
So they have special privileges being a citizen of Rome.
比方说他们可以投票啦。
They can vote.
他们有他们罗马的法律去保护他们呢。
They can be protected under the Roman law.
所以呢，当保罗说你们的行为啊，应该反映你是一个公民的身份的时候呢，他们马上就了解了。
So when Paul says your conduct should reflect the citizenship, they quickly understood.
因为作为一个公民呢，你不单只有公民的权利，你也有公民的义务。
Because being a citizen, not only you have your privileges, you also have your obligations.
那么保罗说，作为一个天国的公民，那么这个标准有什么特别呢？
Now, Paul says, what is special about being a citizen of the kingdom?
他首先呢，在二十七节讲到呢，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，所以呢，他谈到。这个是一个上乘的一个标准。
Now, in verse 27, he says that you should conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. He mentioned the word worthy.
上乘的意思呢，不是你圣经不是说，好像呢，人做了什么事情，通过他的功劳可以沾水他的得救，不是这个意思。
It's not saying that you can be saved through your works.
因为圣经很明显的在以弗所书二章二到八节里面，二章八到十节里面呢，他讲到了人得救呢是出因为神的恩典跟人的行为是没有关系的。
Because it was clearly Paul has said that.We are saved by God's grace. It has nothing to do with our own works.
那么什么叫我们的行为应该跟是一个上乘的一个 标准呢？跟这个标准应该是上升的呢？
So why does he say our conduct has to be worthy of the standard?
他的意思呢，就是呢，我们应该是一个名副其实的一个天国的公民。
So he says we should be a genuine Christians, genuine citizens of the kingdom.
你像我们有一天，每一个信耶稣的人，有一天我们会跟耶稣同坐皇。
You know that all Christians one day will reign with Christ.
那么我们的行为就应该好像一个王的儿子的一个行为了。
So our conduct should be reflecting as sons of a king.
不要好像呢这个英国皇子这个 Prince Harry 亨利皇子这样子过一个放纵的生活。
So we shouldn't live like Prince Harry of the England, that he had a different lifestyle.
我们知道呢，他常常在报纸上面出现，不是。就是因为呢他是皇子，但是呢他过一个很放纵的生活。
So we often see the news that even though he is a prince, he lives in an indulgent life.
所以呢英国王室常常给人耻笑。
So that's why he often been laughed at by people.
所以呢当一个基督徒你过一个生活没有反映你是一个天国的公民的时候，人家也会笑信耶稣的人。
So if you being a Christian and yet you do not live like a Christian, so people will laugh at you too.
另外一方面呢，保罗提醒我们，这个标准呢是以福音为标准的。
Another point, Paul is reminding us the standard comes from the gospel.
他没有说呢，我们行为的标准呢是律法，或者是十诫。
So he didn't say the standard of our conduct is the law or the commandments.
他说呢，福音，基督的福音是我们行为的标准。
So he says the standard of our conduct is the gospel of Christ.
那么可能有人会问我，那么牧师为什么你去年长了11个月长时间。
So then you may ask me, why Pastor you spend the whole year last year talk about the Ten Commandments?
当我们说了律法不是我们行为的标准呢，我的意思呢是圣经不希望我们做一个律法主义的一个人。
So then, when I said that we should not use the commitment is our standard, means we should not be someone who's committed to the law.
律法主义有的时候我们叫 legalistic 呢，他这些人呢，他是怎么样呢？他就是希望通过他的行为去讨神的喜悦。
So you know that the legalists, they try to please God through following the law.
他不管律法背后的意思，他只留意呢律法表面他写什么。
So they only pay attention to the words. They don't pay attention to the meaning of the words.
所以他们呢只留意他的行为，他不留意他的内心。
So they only pay attention to their conduct, but not to their inner attitude.
但是如果你发现当耶稣来了，他在福音书里面去解释律法的时候呢，其实神的律法不是这个意思的。
So when they explain the law is different from God's original meaning.
所以这个就是什么叫福音是这个我们行为的一个标准。
This means why we want to use the gospel of Christ as our standard.
福音是留意我们人的内心。
So the gospel pay attention to our hearts.
福音告诉我们，人要讨神的喜悦的时候，我们必须要通过信心去讨神的喜悦。
So when we want to please God, we need to do so through faith.
最后呢，保罗提醒我们呢，我们这个行事为人的标准呢，应该是一个呢，就是一贯性，就是很 consistent 的一个标准。
So in other words, our standard of our conduct should be consistent.
保罗在二十七节讲到了，叫我话来见你们，话不在你们那里的时候，你们的表现都应该是一样的。
So Paul was saying, whether I come to see you or when I'm not there, your conduct should be the same.
我不知道你在工作里面有没有遇到一些人呢？就是呢，平常呢他就很懒惰的，但是老板在的时候呢，他特别用功。
I don't know if you notice some people at work. Usually he doesn't work very hard, but when the boss is there, he works very hard.
那我们都不喜欢兼职的人。
Now we don't like those kind of people.
所以神也不喜欢呢，我们在教会是一个人，回到家里面呢又是另外一个人。
So God doesn't not like if we come to the church to be one person, when we leave the church we become a different person.
神希望我们的行为呢是一致的。
So God wants our conduct to be consistent.
那么呢，这个就是保罗在二十七节对基督徒的一个要求。
This is the one requirement Paul has in verse 27 for Christians.
做一个无犯的天国的公民。
To be a model citizen of the kingdom.
那么一个天国的公民有什么责任呢？
So what are the responsibilities being a citizen of the kingdom?
那么呢，保罗呢就用了给了我们两个不同的责任。
So Paul gave us two different responsibilities.
第一个责任呢是在第一章二十八节到三十节。
So the first one is in chapter 1, verse 28 to 30.
基本上保罗就是说，你在第一波中还是要持心努力的为了福音。
So in other words, when you are in trouble, in being oppressed, you have to seek, continue to strive for the gospel.
在第一章二十七到三十节里面呢，保罗用了两个字，第一个字就是努力，第二个字呢就是征战。
And there were two words that Paul used. One is to strive. The other one is to praise.
To struggle.
Struggle.
这两个字呢都是呢罗马人呢他在他们的竞技场上面用的一个字。
These are the words they use in competition, physical competition.
所以呢保罗是告诉我们，我们基督徒在这个世界上面就是一场征战。
So this tells us Christians on this world is like a struggle.
这个世界不是我们的朋友。
So this world is not our friend.
二十八节呢形容呢，他这个世界是我们的敌人。
So in verse 28, he describes the world as our enemies.
基督徒是代表天国的。
So the Christians representing the kingdom.
这个世界是代表魔鬼的国。
And the world represents the devil.
我们就在征战。
So we are struggling.
这个征战是什么呢？其实就是救人的灵魂。
So what we are doing, we are trying to save the souls.
当你传福音的时候，
When you are spreading the gospel.
当人听到福音的时候，那么这个神的国的国度就扩张了。
So when people hear the gospel, God's kingdom expanded.
相对来说，魔鬼的国就减小。
So in the same way, the kingdom of the devil shrank.
所以魔鬼呢，我们的敌人呢，他是很紧张的。
That's why our enemy, the devil, is very nervous.
当我们去传福音的时候，他会怎么做啊？二十八节呢？他就会惊吓我们，他会吓我们基督徒，让我们不敢去传福音。
So when we go spread the gospel, what would the devil do? In verse 28, he tries to frighten us, so make us not want to go.
我常常听人说，我们这个是政府的学校，你不能在学校里面传福音呢。
People often tell me, Our school belongs to the government. You cannot spread gospel here.
其实这句话是不对的，你知道吗?
Actually, this is wrong.
其实美国法律没有禁止学生，如果你是一个学生呢，其实你是可以在你的学校，好像中学啊、小学里面传福音的。
So actually, if you are a student of the school, the law allows you to spread the gospel.
他只是禁止外面的人主动的进来学校去传福音。
They only prohibit outsiders from coming into the school.
甚至呢，如果你是一个学生，你可以邀请教会来帮忙你们帮助学生查经，其实这个也是法律容许的。
So if you are a student, you can ask people come in to help you to study the Bible. This is allowed by the law.
但是呢，查单会用很多可以说不同的，可能是一个谎言呢，去吓，令你害怕，那么你就不敢去传福音。
So devil will try to do, Satan will do, is try to use lies and different things to frighten you.
面对魔鬼的 惊吓的时候，我们基督徒，我们天国的公民呢，有一个责任。
So when we are being opposed by the devil, we have as Christians a responsibility.
我们就是27节讲到，我们要站立得稳。So
we need to stand firm.
换句话说，你要坚守你的岗位。
So in other words, you should stand fast in keeping your position.
我们不要像呢，好像这些伊拉克政府的军兵一样。
We shouldn't be acting like the soldiers of now the Iraq.
我们记得啊，美国呢，在伊拉克训练了他们差不多10年的时间，后来我们美国的兵呢就离开了。
We know that the Americans spent 10 years training the soldiers in Iraq.
没有想到，人家这些伊拉克的政府的兵呢，马上就跑掉了。They
didn't expect when the terrorists came, all the soldiers just ran away.
不单只把他们的武器呢，就是掉下来，连他们的军服呢也脱下来，不要人知道他是政府的兵。
Not only did they throw away their weapon, they also took off the uniform. They're afraid people may know that they are soldiers.
保罗说我们是天国的公民，我们要站立得稳。So
Paul says we are citizens of the kingdom. We need to stand firm.
那当我们要站立得稳的时候呢，这个不是一个人的工作。So
when we can stand firm, it's not just by one person's effort.
我们要好像保罗说呢，要同一个心智，齐心努力的去站立得稳。
So that we may be of one mind and striving together.
当圣经讲到同心的时候呢，不是一个心音的意思。
So when the Bible says we have one mind, it's not just one heart.
同心的意思就是和谐。
And that means we are in harmony.
那我们都可能你有去过听这些交响乐，orchestra.
You may have went to the orchestra.
那你发觉呢，这些音乐会啊，他们不是一个声音来的哦，它是很多很多不同的乐器的嘛。
So when you go to a symphony or concert, there are many, many instruments.
那么他们怎么可以达到这个和谐呢?
So how can those instruments be harmonizing?
每一次开始之前他们都有一个人的嘛。
Every beginning they all have one person.
他都是给一个音。
The person will make a note.
那么其他人呢就往这个音去调，调到跟这个音一样的，那么他就知道他们会和谐了。
So all the people will adjust their instrument to that one note so they can be harmonized.
所以教会和谐其实是同一个道理。So
the church to be in harmony is the same reason.
那么你就会问我，那么谁是第一个音呢?
So then you ask him, who is going to give the first note?
是牧牧师吗？
Is the pastor?
不是。
It's not.
保罗说呢，只是这个音，就是耶稣基督的福音。
So this note, according to Paul, is the gospel of Christ.
如果我们的心跟福音是和谐的，那么你跟你所有的弟兄姊妹的关系都会是和谐的。
So if we are in harmony with Christ, then we will be in harmony with all brothers and sisters.
当我们有这个和谐的时候，我们就能够一同去站立对抗魔鬼的攻击。
So when we are in harmony, then we can stand together oppose the devil.
在28节后面到30节呢，保罗是花了一点时间去解释基督徒跟受苦的关系。
So Paul spent some time to explain Christians and suffering.
我们都不喜欢谈这个问题，就是基督徒受苦。
We usually don't like to talk about how Christians suffer.
通常我们告诉人，信耶稣好啊，信耶稣呢就有平安喜乐了，你要不要信耶稣啊？我们通常都是这样子讲。
So we usually tell people it's good to believe in Jesus. If you do, you're going to have the joy. This is how we like to tell people.
但是呢，如果你老是坚持强调的时候呢，你没有把完全的一个图画告诉别人。
But if you just speak of that, you cannot present total picture.
保罗是告诉我们，你信耶稣，你就会面对苦难的。
So Paul tells us, if you believe in Christ, you will face the suffering.
有一些人他信耶稣的时候呢，我们不知道呢，他是为了得到一些好处啊，还是他真的为了信耶稣而信耶稣。
So we don't know for some people who believe in Jesus because they were looking for some good things to happen, or they really believe in him.
所以呢，有一个在非洲的弟兄呢，当有人告诉他我要信耶稣，他会反问他一句话。
So there was a brother in Africa. When people ask him, says, I want to believe in Jesus, he will ask him a question.
他会问他，你想要什么？
He will ask, what do you like? What do you want?
你想要车子啊，想要房子啊，还是要移民美国啊？
So do you want a car, you want a house, or you want to be an immigrant into the United States?
主要为什么他这样子问呢？因为很多宣教士是从美国来的嘛。你信耶稣以后呢，他们会帮助本地的这些受逼迫的基督徒。所以后来这些人就变成，有些人就变成是为了得到这些好处来信耶稣，不是正是为了福音来信耶稣。
Because many of the missionaries are American citizens, so for many people who go to believe them, and they wanted to also become American citizens.
所以如果这个非洲的弟兄，他最后就会讲一句话：我什么都不能给你，连一个止痛药我都没有，我只有十字架。
So this brother tells them.I cannot give you anything. I can't even give you a painkiller. But I can only give you is the cross.
十字架就是一个刑罚。
So the cross is a punishment.
就是你可以说一个人愿意背起他十字架的时候，他就是说我把我的生命都交给神了。
So when you talk about a cross, which means I give everything to God.
所以一个人如果他连背持十字架，他连苦难都不怕，还是选择要信耶稣的时候呢，那么证明一件事情。
So if someone they don't mind to carry the cross, and then that can prove one thing.
证明呢就是28节呢，证明呢他们是得救的。
That be approved in verse 28 that they are saved.
因为呢，他们不是为了别的原因，他们就是为了得到
because they did not believe Jesus for any other reason but to be saved.
对我们来说呢, 我们没有想过, 受苦, 有解样的一个好处。
We have never thought about suffering can be good.
但是呢, 保罗呢, 怕我们 没有, 明白他的意思, 所以他在29节里面 更明显地讲到了, 受苦其实是神的一个恩典。
Paul wants to be sure we understood what he meant. So he continued in verse 29 to say that suffering is a grace from God.
29节说, 因为你们蒙恩, 蒙恩, 他所讲的恩受是这个, 之前所讲到受苦这个事情。
For here it says, for it has been granted to you. So that means that you were blessed.
我们的受恩典，保罗说，不单只得以顺服基督，并要为他受苦。
So he says that Christ, we are granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer with him.
为什么与基督受苦是一个恩典呢？
Why to suffer for Christ is a grace.
你可以前提想, 耶稣基督是先受苦, 才复活。
So you can think, Christ suffered first, then he resurrected.
所以如果你与基督一同受苦的时候, 你将来就会与基督一同复活。
So if you suffered with Christ, so in the future you will resurrect with Christ.
但是耶稣不单只复活, 他复活以后也得到荣耀。
Not only Jesus resurrected, he also was glorified.
所以如果你今天跟耶稣基督一同受苦的时候, 你将来不单只与他一同复活, 你也会与他一同得到荣耀。
So if you suffer with Christ today, you will resurrect with him in the future, and you also will be glorified with him.
最后呢, 保罗在30节里面呢, 他说, 你们的征战就是与你们, 就与你们在我身上从前所看见的, 现在所听见的一样。
So in verse 30, Paul says, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have.
30节的意思就是说, 保罗说, 我没有骗你了, 我跟你传福音的时候, 我是怎么为主受苦, 你现在所面对的就是跟我从前一样。
So Paul actually says, I did not deceive you. When I saw me, I was struggling, so I'm still struggling.
天国的公民呢, 第二个责任呢, 是在2章1到4节。
So the second obligation is in chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
保罗告诉我们, 你作为一个基督徒, 你不单只会受到外面的逼迫。
So not only as a Christian you'll be oppressed from the outside.
在教会里面, 基督徒也会吵架。
So in the church, there might be quarreling among the Christians.
那么我们在吵架里面, 我们应该有什么反应呢?
So how should we react when they are quarreling?
保罗希望呢, 我们可以心意相同。
So Paul ask us, hope that we have the same mind.
当我们做到心意相同的时候, 我们就会合一了。
When we have the same mind, we can be united.
那么我们怎么可以做到心意相同呢?
So how can we be of the same mind?
第一样事情, 保罗希望我们记得。
The first thing Paul wants us to remember.
记得什么呢?
What to remember?
那你看, 第二章第一节里面呢, 其实呢, 它是有, 在英文里比较明显看见, 它是有四个若, if 这个字。
So in the English verses, it's easy to see there are four ifs.
在这四个戏剧话里面呢, 你会发觉, 它本来呢在原文圣经里面呢是没有 subject 没有主词, 也没有没有动词的。
So in the English verses, in those four sayings, there's no subject, no noun, and there's no verb.
这个是后为什么我们现在看翻译里面有呢？是翻译的人为了通顺，把这个主词跟这个动词放进去。
But now they added the subject and the verb because to make it smooth.
但是我想你留意的一件事情呢，四个名词四个 noun 呢，其实都是跟神是有，它都是来自神的。
So the four nouns here comes from God.
这四个东西是什么呢？他就讲到在基督里面的劝勉第一个是在基督里面的劝勉，第二个呢就是神的爱 的安慰，第三个呢就是圣灵的交通，第四个呢就是神的慈悲怜悯。
So the four things are encouragement and the comfort by the love and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit and mercy and tenderness.
那这些东西呢都是从神而来的。
All this came from God.
那么保罗就是希望我们记得 这些东西是是神给我们的。
So Paul wants us to remember all this are given to us by God.
那你问问自己，你为什么会跟人家吵架？
So you ask, why do you quarrel with people?
我跟人家吵架最主要的原因就是我觉得我有道理。
The only reason is because I think I'm right.
我觉得这个是我的权利。
I think this is my right.
如果这一次不是坚持决定呢，我觉得不公平。
If this is not that way, I don't think it's fair.
但是保罗希望我们记得，我们从神身上得到不同的安慰、慈爱、怜悯，不是因为我们有道理，不是因为这些是我们的权利。
So Paul reminds us, the reason we have encouragement, we have love, we have mercy from God is not our right.
所以如果神都不跟我们计较的时候，为什么你要跟你的弟兄姊妹计较？
So even God did not quarrel with us. Why should we quarrel with others?
第二样事情呢，保罗希望我们做到的，就是当你跟弟兄姊妹吵架的时候，你要改变你的思想。
So the second thing Paul wants to do is when we are in conflict with people, that we should change the way we think.
你会发觉啊，当有人吵架的时候，我们最常劝人的一句话是什么呢？
So when people are quarreling, how do we try to encourage them?
我们说我不知道国语是不是这样讲啊，但是呢广东话的这意思就是一人小句，就一人讲小一句啊，这样子。
或者是 tells the person to speak less?
OK, 就是你OK, speak less, 那么你就不会吵架吗？这个通常是我听到人家劝你不要吵架的时候给人的意见。
So if you speak less, then you won't be quarreling.
但是其实这个方法呢解决不了这个根本的一个问题。
But this method does not solve the basic problem.
我们吵架是因为我们的心里面出了问题。
When we are quarreling people because of,We have trouble in our hearts.
所以呢，如果你要不吵架，你必须要改变你的思想。
So if you want to stop quarreling, you have to change the way you think.
所以保罗呢，在二章二节里面呢，他就讲到，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
So you are by being like-minded, having the same love and the one mind.
你会发觉的意念这个字呢出现了两次在这些圣经里面。
So you can see the word of a mind has appeared twice.
保罗希望我们去学习跟人家学习有同一个意念。
So Paul wants us to learn how to have the same mind as the others.
那么向哪些人学习呢？
So who do we learn from?
那如果你看下去的时候，保罗基本上他讲到二章五节的时候，他就开始讲到耶稣基督。
So if you continue to read, you know Paul begins to talk about Jesus Christ.
我们应该向耶稣基督学习他的态度。
So we should learn the attitudes of the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，你也可以说呢，你要向这些曾经给你安慰、给你怜悯的人，在第一节里面，这些人曾经神通过他们给你这些东西的，你向他们学习。
You also need to learn from the people who have given you encouragement, have given you mercy, whom did that to God.
当我们学习这些人的时候，我们就不会吵架。
So if we learn their example, then we would not be having conflicts.
最后呢，在二章三到四节里面呢，保罗就告诉我们，我们要做一个呢，不要自私，只要学习的一个人。
So Paul in verses 3 and 4 teaches us not to be self-seeking person.
第三节讲到了不可借党。
And then on verses 3, this says that we should not be, have divisions among ourselves.
借党这个字呢，本来是形容了这些政治家，他希望得到他的位的时候，他就不择手段。
So this word came when the politicians, when they want to reach their power and position, and they use a different method.
所以呢，这个就是形容一个人呢，他有个自私的野心在他里面。
So this reflects the selfish ambition of a person.
当我们做事的时候，我们不应该有一个野心在里面。
So when we are working, we should not have our own ambition.
我们应该只是为了福音。
We should be only work for Lord.
保罗不单只提醒我们不要有这些自私的野心，他也说不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
So he not only that we should not have those ambition, and we should not greed over vain conceit.
虚浮的荣耀呢，它是其实就是一些假的荣耀。
So those are the false glories.
真正的荣耀是从神而来的。
The true glory comes from God.
我们要努力的得到神的称赞。
So we have to work, strive hard.To receive God's glory.
我们不要贪人家的称赞。
We should not look at the other people.
保罗一方面说我们不要有自私这些东西。
On one hand, Paul said we should not be selfish.
但是呢，他也提醒我们呢，我们要学习。
And also telling us to be humble. To be self-denial.
第四节讲到个人不要但顾自己的事，也有顾别人的事。
He says we should not only look at our own interest, but we should also consider the interest of others.
其实学子最大的表现呢，就是一个谦卑。
So the best way to show our self-denial is being humble.
谦卑这个事情呢，在从前的社会到现在的社会都不是一个什么了不起的一件事情。
Humility was not looked upon as something great in the past or in the present society.
但是神常常称赞谦卑的人。
But God oftentimes would praise those who are humble.
谦卑的人有什么表现呢？
So what can we see in a humble person?
第三节讲到了，个人看别人比自己强。
So you all think others is better than yourself.
这句话的意思就是你看别人比起你更重要。
So you look at other people being more important than yourself.
我们吵架的时候常常就是争一个问题是不是公平的问题。
So when we quarrel, we always struggle with the meaning of being fair.
比方说，要为香港探亲人呐。
So if you want to go back to Hong Kong to visit the relatives.
那么，我跟我太太的家不是在同一个地方的吗？
So my wife and myself, we have a different family to different places.
那么上次回香港的时候已经住在你家的里面了，为什么这次回去又是住在你的家里面呢？
So last time we went home, we lived in your home family. Why we are still living the same family this time?
所以常常会为了这些事情吵架。
So we often quarrel for those things.
但是如果你谦卑的时候，你就把别人的需要放在你自己的需要之前。
So, but if you humble yourself, you will consider the needs of others to be the needs of yourself.
这个事情不容易。
This is not easy.
但是呢，如果神的生命在我们里面的时候，我们靠着主是可以做得到的。
But if we have the life of God in ourselves, and by His power, then we can do it.
第四节里面呢，我们刚读了，他讲到个人不要单顾自己的事。
We just read, we should not look at only our own interest.
顾这个字呢，其实呢，就是很留意的意思。
Look at your interest.
也就是很留意的意思。其实呢，它本来可以用在呢，好像一个间谍，他。见识对方怎么留意的
So the look at the meaning came from when a spy who is looking at other people.
所以呢，你是很留意别人的需要是什么。
So you pay attention, you care for other people's needs.
你希望呢能够帮助别人。
You want, you can be helpful to others.
保罗要求腓立比教会人做一件事情。
So Paul asked the church in Philippi to do one thing.
做一个好的天国的公民。
To be a good citizen of the kingdom.
我们的生活应该与福音相称。
So our life should be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
过这样子的生活，你很有可能就会面对逼迫。
If you live such a life, you're going to face oppression.
你也需要谦卑自己。
You also need to humble yourself.
那么我们会问，可不可以做一个基督徒不面对、不受苦、不需要学习呢？
So, and you can ask, can I be a Christian that I don't have to suffer, I don't have to deny myself?
其实有这个可能的。
It's possible.
当你停止传福音的时候，你就不会遇到逼迫了。
When you stop evangelize, then you will not run into any oppression.
当你不听神的话去过你的生活的时候，当然你就不需要学习了。
So if you don't listen to God's words, of course you don't have to deny yourself.
但是我不能够肯定这样子做的人呢，真的是一个天国的公民。
But I cannot affirm that such a person.Is a citizen of the kingdom.
但是如果你愿意去为主受苦，你愿意为主去学习的时候，我恭喜你，你肯定是一个天国的公民。
If you are willing to suffer, if you're willing to deny yourself, then I congratulate you that you are a citizen of the kingdom.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
现在天父，我们知道我们有很多软弱的地方。
Dear Heavenly Father, we know that we have a lot of weaknesses.
但是我们相信耶稣基督的救恩。
But we believe in the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你已经改变我们的生命。
You have changed our lives.
所以我们是会愿意为主的福音站立得稳。
So that we are willing to stand firm on the gospel of Christ.
我们会记得耶稣基督怎么为我们舍己。
We'll remember how did Christ deny himself for us.
所以求主帮助我们做一个好的天国的公民。
So Lord, please help us to be a good citizen of the kingdom.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。